Peter Lambesis, and he has just become the fifth Trevecca Trojan student athlete to be named All-American Academic. It was named by the SEC. We'll get into that in a little while. Formerly the COSIDA group, the communicators across the country. COSIDA has been around for decades. And let's bring in Pete. Pete, good morning. How you doing?
Greg, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You know, and I guess education is something you control. You can't always control that every one of those free throws go in, but you also can control if you show up for class on time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, much easier to do that. Probably not as fun, but definitely much easier to control than a free throw running, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to get to the basketball side of it, and I know you came as a graduate student over from Illinois Wesleyan, or you know, you came over now a Trevecca graduate student. Tell us what you're majoring in. Tell us if we got to you know lead with the academic component. Just don't bury the lead.
Right.
Just talk about your academics.
Yeah, of course. Well, it is a student athlete first, right? So
yeah.
I just finished up my MBA program here at Trevecca. Had a focus in entrepreneurship and innovation, and then in undergrad at Illinois Wesleyan, I studied accounting and finance.
Wow. All right, let me ask you this. If you're my teammate, you know what I'd be doing? Look at the big brain on that boy. They give you any grief?
What's that?
Do your teammates ever, you know, give you some grief about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually was, you know, through an injury and then the COVID year, I was one of the older guys, probably in the NCAA. I'm 24, so
yeah.
I got a lot of grief over being the smart guy and the old guy around.
The old guy, the OG?
Yeah, you got it.
I want to get, you know, used to be COSIDA. It's college sports communicators from around the country, third team All-American. How'd you find out about this, or is this something you track along the way, or you just find out after the fact?
I saw it a little bit about a couple weeks ago. They have like a preliminary part where I think it's called All District, and then that leads to All-American after that. And I know I was, you know, eligible for the All District, so I got that, and then I moved on to the national round, which, you know, a lot of good players in there, so it would have been cool. You know, I was looking forward to it. You know, be named in that group possibly, and I knew there was a chance, and it ended up happening. So blessed to be a part of such a, you know, a cool honor, and I think it's a great opportunity just to, you know, kind of set an example for my teammates and, you know, everyone else around Trevecca that, you know, you can do both at a high level.
Peter Lambesis with us, All-American Academic, COSIDA, and the communicators now, CSC, College Sports Communicators. Let's, your formers, well, the current, Keely Carter, women's basketball, McCray Odom did it, softball 2019 and 2020, Anna Hoffman in 2015, women's soccer, and then the very first was 2013, Connor Inman of men's soccer there. So the five academic All-Americans at Trevecca. Congratulations. That's a pretty good group.
Thank you. Yeah. Excited to be a part of it.
So take me back. What was your initial major in coming out of high school?
Yeah. So I started out college kind of undecided and knew I wanted to do something business focused. So I decided on accounting because I figured, you know, I could go into that and then figure it out from there. Didn't think I was going to stick with it, and just I ended up sticking with it for 3 or 4 years.
Why?
That's a great question. I had an older teammate of mine, shout out to Bernie Coderre, who had told me he was doing it, and I was like, you know, I look up to this guy and I trust him, so I'm going to go ahead and do it too.
Okay, and then what was your postgraduate at Trevecca? What was that in?
MBA.
Yeah, or MBA, right, excuse me. Yeah, I mean Dr. Lambesis, excuse me. but tell me about it, you know, your postgraduate.
Yeah, it was great. You know, it was about 18, 20 months. And it allowed me to be pretty flexible too with basketball. The classes were actually online. But met some great friends, and there's some really great professors at Trevecca. One of them who I still meet up with even, you know, after the program's over, he kind of focused on the entrepreneurship and innovation side of classes. Dean Deal is his name, but great guy.
So what do you want to do with that?
You know, that's a great question. The last year or so, I've actually been working on a business plan for an app. Essentially, what it would be is it's centered around college campuses, and it's a way for students to interact that are interested in fitness. So everyone that goes to the weight room or the gym on campus, there's not really a solid platform to connect once you walk out of the gym. You know, you typically say, hey, hello. But nobody really wants to be bothered while they're working out. So it's a way to kind of follow along on other people's journeys and, you know, share content and encourage each other while on campus.
Trevecca men's basketball, Peter Lambesis, third team All-American, academic All-American. Talk a little bit about basketball. Coach Kevin Carroll came in, 16 wins, bit of a lot of a revival for the program from a team that, I don't know, maybe won four or five games the previous year. Talk about the first time you met Coach Carroll. What went through your mind?
Yeah, well, for what it's worth, we only won two.
Two, okay.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, I gave you two too many. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you doubled it.
Yeah.
Coach Carroll is just the man. Nothing but great things to say about him. I had met him in our locker room early on when he was interviewing for the job, and I remember we kind of walked out and kept our conversation going, and kind of right from then I knew that he was someone who I could look up to, and still to this day. Actually, the other day I went to his son's lacrosse game, and we got dinner after. So, just a great guy.
Well, and how is it difficult? A team that you just mentioned had just won two, finished a season of two. New coach comes in, and Kevin Carroll. At what moment along the process leading up to the games, and then in the season as well, where there was the buy-in of, okay, hey, we know what we're doing and we can be competitive?
Yeah, right. That's a good question. Early on, it was funny because I knew we had a lot of talent. We used the transfer portal to bring some guys in. I had sat out the previous season with the foot injury, so I knew we were coming in with a lot of talent. It was just a matter of, you know, can we put all those pieces of the puzzle together? And we went out there, our first game of the year was an exhibition game against the D1, so not a great sample size, and then the next week we came out and played a home game, and that was kind of where I was like, okay, this, you know, we have some potential to do some damage. You know, we stringed off, I think, seven wins in a row, and we were really hot to start the season.
Well, and then getting into the GMAC play, you were picked next to last out of 12 teams, finish sixth, make the conference tournament. And then you go from the lowest scoring team in all the country, Division II. We're going to keep piling on that two-win thing last year, but now the second-best scoring team. Was it just, hey, how was there an infusion of offense of what he did? You just don't want to come down and jack the ball up every time.
Right, yeah, it's a good question. Kind of style of play. So with Coach Carroll, the focus is, you know, three-pointers or right at the rim. You kind of take out the mid-range, you know, analytically, it's not as sure of a shot going in versus a three-pointer or at the rim. You know, three's worth more than two. So naturally, we just had more possessions as well because we were playing a little bit quicker. So you're going to have more chances to score. And then we brought in, you know, guys like Jamal Kennedy and Jalen Page, who are natural scorers. Jalen averaged around 20 points per game this year. So, you know, right away that raised our scoring.
Trevecca men's basketball, Peter Lambesis, academic All-American with us this morning, University Showcase, right here, Strike Spare Family Fun Center studio. Peter, I saw where you played 33 minutes a game, 54% from the field. Were those mid-range threes? What, you know, because in 30, right at 35% on threes, so, and then 70% from the line, that's solid, but 54% from the field.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny is I texted with Coach Carroll the other day. I went back and looked. I only shot 17 mid-ranges on the year. I was 6 of 17. So only 17 of those shots out of, you know, probably 300-plus were from mid-range.
So, and then 54% as well. Averaged 12.9 points and the 8.3. So you almost averaged a double-double.
Yeah.
Talk about your rebounding, because that's something you control. That's an effort. That's an effort a stat.
Yeah, no, you're right. Growing up, just I've always played with really good players in high school, played with three other guys that play in college or all at the Division I level. So I kind of knew I had to do some things to separate myself, to stay on the floor. And so, you know, things like defense, getting steals, offensive rebounds, like you said, you can control them, you know, it's effort. So I've always, you know, really focused on those. And this year I moved down to the four, so I was playing more of a forward position, and that gave me an opportunity to get more rebounds, and I felt athletically I could out-rebound really anyone. And I think I ended up around third in the conference in rebounding and doubled my previous season averages of, I think it was like right around four.
Peter, Mount Prospect, Illinois. Is that like Chicago suburb, basically, Mount Prospect?
Yes, sir. Yeah, about 25 minutes from the city.
Are you a Cubs? Cubs or White? Let's go around the horn. Oh, Cubs or White Sox? Huh?
Cubs fan.
Yeah, well, I'm a Brewers fan, so we don't care. Big Bears fan?
Funny enough, I'm a Packers fan.
Well, you know, you're just like an hour from the border, right? You know?
Yeah.
And, do you pull for the Bulls?
I do, yeah. Actually, you asked about the Packers. The town right next to me is Arlington Heights, where the Bears are planning on moving their stadium.
Wow. But why the Packers?
My grandparents are from Wisconsin, so growing up, they would always have the games on, and they kind of would bribe me to cheer for the Packers.
Wow. You know, they've had a nice run, that's for sure. Tell me about your time at Illinois Wesleyan.
Yeah, it was great. Up from Nashville, up in Bloomington, Illinois, and just a great four-year university, Division III, actually. So a little bit different from Division II, and just still some of my best friends from there as well.
Yeah, and just what kind of city is it? College to Bloomington. Okay, Bloomington. So I guess I guess that's right there, University of Illinois, right?
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes from University of Illinois, and then we actually share a town with Illinois State, which is a big state school there.
Yeah, the Redbirds, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. St. Viator, is that a Catholic school?
Catholic school, yep.
Tell me about your high school days.
Yeah, it was a great time. Played for a really good coach, Quinn Hayes, still a high school coach around here. Played kind of like I mentioned before, played with three great players. One of them's at Davidson, one of them's at Wright State, the other is currently in the transfer portal. He was at Southern Indiana, so had a great time. My best friends from home all played on the team as well at St. Vider, and my mom and her whole family went there, so you know, it's kind of a family thing too, and I knew I would go there.
Finishing up the spring semester, what's next? I know you talk about development of the app, where are we headed?
Yeah, so currently I'm in the process of hiring an agent and going to play overseas. You know, I love to travel, and I just think it's I see it as an opportunity to use basketball to kind of broaden my horizons and, you know, get outside of the States. Ideally, I'd like to go play somewhere in Europe, maybe like Greece or England, and kind of see how the basketball is there as well.
Well, you can be you can play and be a tourist at the same time, right?
You're right. Yeah,
and they pay pretty good over there too. So
they do, yeah. And you know, at the end of the day, you're playing basketball, so that probably doesn't even feel like you're working, I imagine.
How would you sum up your Trevecca experience?
The word community comes to mind. The other night we had our athletic department award show.
Yeah, the Trojans. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the Trojans. And you're just sitting there, and it's cool to see all the relationships kind of come together. It's a smaller school, I think around 2,000 students. So by the end of it, you know, I was only there for about almost 2 years. I feel like I kind of know everyone there now, so I can't imagine when you're there for 4 or 5 years. But, yeah, it's just a really strong community rooted in faith, and just a lot of great people there that, you know, are believers and just are there for the right reasons.
Well, here's what we do, Peter. You go out, you make millions, okay, and with your business and entrepreneurial spirit, and then you come back and Trojan Fieldhouse, the new one, becomes the Lambesis Center.
That sounds like a great idea.
And I guarantee you, we're not going to call it Greg Ruff Court, okay? I promise you that.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with something for Greg Ruff.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. All right. Thank you, Peter. Hey, congratulations, Academic All-American. There's only been 5 of you ever at Trevecca. That's really cool. Congratulations on your success academically and athletic, and good luck playing in Europe.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. This is really fun.
All right, thank you. Peter Lambesis.